So the Bible says the seed is within the seed. So that right there tells you the truth is within the truth. And it's a fractal hologram. The whole truth is right in front of you at all times. One example would be the word praise. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. So the word praise has the word raise in it. P, raise. And notice the word P-R-A, or the letters, P-R-A, pray. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. When you praise God, you raise up above the 3D. When you're in a praise mindset, you raise up, you rise up. Raise is rise, right? So you see the word praise has the seed within the seed. It's true with phonics also. Notice the word praise has pray in the phonics. Praise. Z. The alpha and omega, Z, praise. Notice the letter Z in that when you say the phonics. Praise. So you notice the word pray. Notice the word Z, the letter Z, and you notice the letter E, and you notice the letter ray, the phonics ray, like a sunshine rays, the rays from the sunshine. The ray that permeates from the rays, from the sunshine, the light that permeates from the sunshine, the ray. So you see a bunch of stuff inside one word. Phonics, shape, letters, the symbols. The seed is within the seed. Raise. Kind of like razor. You got to be cut. To raise up, you got to be cut. Might say he's talking foolish. This is impossible. He's crazy. No, it's the truth. The truth is within the truth. The seed is within the seed. The word is within the word. Everything is a word. When you take a derivative of e to the x, you get e to the x, exponential function. The spirit is within the spirit. So the whole pie is within the parts. The parts in the whole, and the whole is in the parts. So not only is it a fractal hologram, it's a I got some traffic on the highway. We're talking about omnipresent, omnipotent, everywhere, all the time. God is outside of time. In God, you're in the now. And so you might say, well, how come everything seems If it's a fractal hologram, you tear a piece off a hologram, you see the whole. And that's true. Everything that you look at has the whole truth encoded in it. And you might say, well, how come I can't see it? Or how come it seems to be division or separated? And if the whole truth is in everything, why is it separated into parts? Why would God, if the whole truth is in everything, why would he separate your experience into parts? Because that's how you grow. That's how you move back towards source. When you're away from source, everything is divided. When you approach source, everything is oneness and unity. But when you're away from source, notice how everything goes into division and parts, you know, many parts in a car, many parts in a house, many parts in a tree, many parts in your food that you eat. Everything is in parts, but you're still able to use it for your benefit. It still is beneficial to you. The many parts are because you're away from source. But because source code truth is in everything, you can use the parts to become whole. You can use the parts to become whole. How do the parts bring you back to wholeness? Well, you know that the source, God, Jesus, holds it all together. So every element or every particulate or every part or every piece of the puzzle, whether it's another person, whether it's a Bible verse, whether it's a job, an experience, a boss, authority figure, no matter where you're at in the world, you can find God, because everything, every piece that comes from God points back to God. Every piece that's cut off from God, Jesus spoke it all into existence. By him all things consist. So every piece that is cut off from God points back to God. So every piece that's cut off from God can be useful. You might need two or three pieces to survive. You might need some turkey, some bread, some cheese, some pepper, and some mustard, or whatever, all the different pieces to make a full sandwich, but each piece working together to make the whole. It's like a business or a corporation. You need many parts to make the whole. And so the pieces make the whole. And so the pieces working together can bring you towards wholeness, which is only in Christ. So you have to run to Jesus, get the Holy Spirit. And then once you have the Holy Spirit, you can see how it all works together. All the pieces are working together. I heard somebody one time, he said, I did carpenter work, and then one day it all clicked, how all the pieces fit together. I said, that's true with electrical work, that's true with plumbing work, that's true with everything that you do. You do something for long enough, and then all the pieces start to click. Your brain goes to top dead center. You see how everything fits together. So everything's a piece cut off from God, source, designed to cut you back to source. When you're back at source, you don't need the pieces because you're whole. A narcissist or a Jezebel is playing other people because they're not whole. Think about it. The reason the narcissist, the psychopath, the sociopath is playing so many people is because they're not whole. They're playing multitude of people. They're playing games. They're players. They think they're queen bee, right? But they're actually they're not queen bee because they're not in wholeness, because they're having to play a bunch of people, have to have all those flying monkeys. And so all the flying monkeys are just people pleaser. So that queen bee, and with all those flying monkeys, she's never going to go back to wholeness because nobody's going to tell her the truth. Nobody tells her the truth. So if a queen bee has a bunch of flying monkeys, which are a bunch of parts, but they're just an extension of herself, this is why the narcissist doesn't want parts, because they think they're God. They don't think they need anything. They think they have all the answers. Long story short, I need to do another video on that. It explains why the queen bee, the Jezebel, thinks that they're God or goddess. And the reason they don't listen to nobody else, and they go down a spiral, they get worse, because they have all the people around them are just yes people. They just agree with everything, that's, even though it's contrary.